Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The national tour of the Broadway musical Anastasia is beginning its journey to the past at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York. The show features a book by celebrated playwright Terrence McNally and a lush score by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens. It's helmed by Tony Award-winning director Darko Trejnik. Inspired by the beloved films of the same title, Anastasia transports the audience from the twilight of the Russian Empire to the euphoria of Paris in the 1920s. As Anya sets out to discover the mystery of her past, aided by con men Dmitri and Vlad, who attempt to teach Anya how to embody the missing princess Anastasia Romanov. Lila Coogan plays Anya on the tour, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about your Anya, how you've built the character, and what it's been like to build the national tour of this hit Broadway show.
Yeah, it's been so exciting because we were encouraged from day one to make these characters our own, which I think is so exciting and not necessarily typical of an experience when you're recreating a role. And I just tried to keep her as true to myself as possible. She's really spunky. She's super determined, a little bit headstrong and stubborn, which is relatable for me. I love getting to play her every night. It's fantastic.
You are mounting the tour, starting the tour in Schenectady. Mm-hmm. Was your first performance just last night?
Yes, our first preview was last night. It was so exciting. We all had goosebumps and it was magical.
But you start officially tonight?
We open on Friday.
Okay, all That's right. Like so our you have first... a few previews.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How was the audience last night?
They were wonderful. We couldn't have asked for a better first crowd, and it was super humbling.
So tell me some of the nitty-gritty of how a production like this gets started. Where did you rehearse? How long have you been in the Capital Region?
Yeah, so we started rehearsals end of August, beginning of September in New York City. So that's where we learned the show, set it on its feet, started figuring out our characters and our choices. And then we came to Central New York September 27th. So we've been here for a little bit now, and it's been really great because we've gotten to experience Schenectady and Proctor's in its full-fledged form, which is awesome. And we're here till Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a whiles more to go.
And then you're on the road. Where do you go next? I could have looked this up.
Our
I
next
didn't.
Stop is Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been part of a big tour like this before?
No, I've never toured before. So this is my first time.
What do you think it's going to be like?
I think it's going to be super exciting and adventurous because we're in a new spot pretty much every week. We don't have a ton of month-long sit-downs. We have only a couple. And I think it's going to be a really great learning experience, not just in terms of new places and new people, but also, how to set a show on a new stage with a new crew every night. And it's going to be awesome.
It seems like it should be pretty cool. I always think that sounds like a great working opportunity to get to see parts of the country you might never have seen otherwise.
Yeah, of course. And that's, I think, what appealed to me most about touring is I love to travel. So it's a great way to see it all.
Talking more about the show specifically, Anastasia was, it's based on historical fact, loosely based on historical fact, speculation on historical events, and it's based on an old movie and then the animated film. When you learned about this production and learned you were cast, what was your familiarity with every step of it? Did you know the animated film? Do you know the history?
Yeah, so I obviously grew up with the animated film. She was my all-time favorite heroine growing up, and
mine is Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, relatable. They're not they're not so starkingly different. So, for me, she was the woman. I was like, oh my god, I love that character. I would love to be her one day. So obviously, this is a dream come true for me. But also, so I was super familiar with that movie, but I wasn't familiar with the 1950s, I think it's 56 film, so the one that came along before. I wasn't familiar with that one. And I knew about Romanov history, but I wasn't super well informed. So when I got the job and when we started rehearsals, we really dug into the actual facts of the matter and the real history of it.
Which very different from the animated film.
It's so different from the animated film, and our show has a lot of the history in it. So it's kind of amazing because I feel like the show grew up with me. I went, there's these kooky characters in the movie, and there's this fantastical element to it that is still there, but in a more rooted and real way. And yeah, it literally feels like the show transitioned from me as a child into an adult.
So what was it like for you, liking the movie so much and the characters so much, to learn there would be, as an actor, to learn at some point in the last few years that there would be a stage show? And that, did you specifically pursue trying to play Anya in Anastasia?
Yeah, so finding out that there was a stage show was super exciting for me, just because I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see that. And I love that show. And I actually have known the composer and lyricist for a very, very long time. So for me, it was like, it just exciting to see it all come to life. And I always knew at some point it was going to happen. But then I never like pursued it. I truthfully never thought that this would happen to me, if I'm being completely honest. I always was like, I would love to do it, but it's never going to happen to me. You know what I mean? So it was a surprise, and I pinch myself every day. I can't believe it.
The director is Tony Award winner Darko Trejnik. Tell me about working with him.
He's a dream come true to work with. You couldn't ask for a more encouraging, loving, supportive director. He's just the best. He really is. And I'm blessed to be in his company every day.
Anya in Anastasia quickly builds relationship with Dmitri and Vlad. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're lifelong friends. They meet at the start of the action of the show, and then they, you know, have this huge adventure together, which is kind of what you're doing with your castmates, meeting at the beginning of rehearsals and going on this wild ride. What has that been like? Tell me about working with your castmates.
Oh my God, I keep saying this, but like, I have never gelled so well with a group of people in my life. I feel like we just all immediately were like on board, there, loved one another, and it's held through. And I'm just so blessed and honored to be with them every night. You know, Steven and Ed are Dmitri and our Vlad. It is so funny how similar, like they all meet in the beginning of the show and build this quick bond. And I feel like the same has happened for us, partially probably because the characters are written so well that it's easy to just fall into those relationships. But they're my rocks, and without them, I would be so lost. So the whole company is just, it's amazing how well we all click and love each other.
The show is a huge hit on Broadway. Of course, it's been running for a couple years, and a show doesn't go out on the road if people haven't responded to it. What do you think it is about this musical that audiences enjoy?
I think what's great about this musical is that there's something for everyone in it. So whether you relate to Anya, or if you relate to Dmitri, Vlad, Gleb, the Dowager, there's someone for everyone. And that is so special. That's not always the case. And I love that, you know, no matter who you are, like, you can be a 10-year-old girl who loves princesses, or you can be a 50-year-old man who sees himself in Vlad. Like, that's wonderful to me. And also just the set, the costumes, the music, the dancing, it's all gorgeous to look at. Your eyes are not going to be bored in this show. It's just everything came together so beautifully, and I think that's what makes it work.
Do you have, and I know you've only had the one preview so far, but do you have a favorite scene or moment to perform?
My favorite song in the show is In a Crowd of Thousands. I love getting to play with other people. I love when I get to sing a duet, and that's me and Steven's duet. And not only is it a gorgeous song to sing and he's so spectacular to act with, but it's probably one of the biggest turning points of the show, where she has two very strong, very different realizations. And every night it feels right to do it every night. So
the big song, the iconic song from the show, is Journey to the Past, popularized by the phenomenal Liz Calloway in the film. Are you alone on stage when you sing that song?
I am.
What is that like?
It's surreal, and I mean, obviously, because I loved the movie, I've always loved that song, and I've always been singing it like from a kid onward. And every night that I do it, I kind of just fall into it, and it never feels like I'm forcing anything or that I am trying to make choices that I've made before. It just feels like this is what's happening, and it just feels exciting and goosebumpy and everything that it should feel like. And it's a special song, and it's a special moment for me in the show.
Anastasia is playing at Proctor's in Schenectady, New York through Sunday. To learn more, visit proctors.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Lila Coogan plays Anya. Thank you very much for being here. Break legs. Have a great tour.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.